Welcome to Shulchan Shavuah on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Ham Yakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Emches. The Mishnah Amud Beis speaks about cases that one gives a Isha something, and she thinks she's expecting one thing, she gets something else. And then two of the examples of brought in the Mishnah is that Al Minat Shani Yosher, he tells her condition that he's rich, Finitza Ani, find out he's poor. Or the opposite. Ani v'nim tashir. He says he's poor, and you find out he's rich. So in all these cases, ainu mekudeshes. So the Yerushalmi over here asks, Mishnah, a person says he's rich, you find out he's poor, ainu mekudeshes, we understand. But a person who says he's poor, and you find out he's rich, isn't that a great thing? Why ainu mekudeshes? So says the Yerushalmi, Yechulai Meimar Lohavino Baye Deruche Rabbe Alai. I don't want his ruach to be greater, to be bigger in me. So my Farshim there, the Yerushalmi explained, I don't want him to feel too good about himself. The Prisha brings it in Ebe Ezra as well, because if he's a Oni, he's Kofuf Tachtei, he's under similar to what we see, the Gemara is going to say the next Talmud, that he says, I don't want a shoe who's too big on my foot. I don't want someone who's too great, who's too big, who is a Baal Gaiva. I don't want to have a Gasa Saruach in him because he's rich. I married someone who's poor that I feel comfortable with. But if he's rich, he doesn't want to marry. So someone pointing out that this connects beautifully with the Gemara and Sotah Daf Mem Zayin. Because the Gemara there in Amud Beis says that the Bnei Yisrael start getting married to the Yehirim, to the Baal Gaiva, the show-offs. Says the Gemara, V'omar mar, man demisyara filin shebein silo mikabel. Someone's a Baal Gaiva, his wife cannot stand him. Says the Gemara, yeah, mikor kavtzalei lebosof mitzil alayu. In the beginning, the wife gets very excited by this man. He looks so special, he looks so chashuv. But once they get married, she starts to be mezalzel in him. So the Maharal in the Siva Soilu Nesiva Novo Pergdal says it in a very Maharaldic way, explains what's up shot. Because the idea of a Baal Gaiva is someone who stands on his own. He doesn't mitzvah, doesn't connect to the world. There's a Maral somewhere else that says that anybody who's a Baal Gaiva is considered to be a Baal Mum. Because what's a Baal Mum? Baal Mum means when a person has a Mum, he feels it. Right? He has a body, something is sticking out. He has a wound in his toe, that toe hurts, aches, stands on its own. He feels it more than anything else. A Baal Gaiva is someone who doesn't join the world. He stands on his own. And the idea of marriage is to connect to the wife. So when a person is not able to connect, he's mezuzah by his wife. The Chidon, in his Sefer Dvarim Achodim, Jerushalom and Aleph, he goes on and he adds to it more. He says, we know, Chazal tell us, that what makes a ish and a isha connect? Because you have a yud in the ish and a hay in the isha. That's the name of Hashem, yud kei. But if there's no yud and no hey, chas shalom, what happens? So then eish uchaltam. You take the yud away from the ish, the hey away from the isha, what's left is eish, and then the house burns down. When a person is a Baal Gaiva, he doesn't have place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his house. First of Pshat, we know the Gemara tells us the person is a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol says, I can't live with him in the same world. But the Chidah adds in the Arizal that the word Gaiva is gematria yud kei. So someone's a Baal Gaiva, he ruins the name Yud Kei specifically. Meaning the name Yud Kei, which is Yud in the Ish and the Hey in the Isha, is being ruined by Gaiva. So when a person doesn't have the Yud, doesn't have the Hey, what happens? Eisha Chalpam, he doesn't have a good marriage. Doesn't have a good marriage, that's the fire, that's the Zilzah the Gemara and Sotah speaks about. And this daf is learned in the Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkos. The Yom Tov we read Megillas Keilos, and there's a pasuk in Megillas Keilos in Perek Hey Pasuk Yud Beis. Yeshua choyle reisi tachas Hashemesh. See a bad thing in the world, onsher shomer lebay lov lerosay. Richness that is bad for the owner. And all the Mefarshim say a similar idea, which is really Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah, that they say when a person uses his richness, his onsher, and he becomes a Baal Gaiva, then it goes against him. Then the Oisha becomes a Ro. That's the idea that a person is a Baal Gaiva, so then he's mezuzal in his house, he doesn't have a good life, he doesn't have a good marriage. And that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if she says, I thought you were poor, Then I found out you're rich. Rich is somebody who could be a Baal Gaivel. If he's a Baal Gaivel, so it's very bad for the marriage. It's something which cannot really work. So it's a very good taina that she doesn't want to marry someone who is rich. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.